Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, citizens, to the series finale of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As we bring this to an end, we here at the station would like to inform you of our future shows to appear on this broadcast feed. Following our Q&A episode, the next season of Tales from the Tower will begin, starting with a special extended episode, Excuse Me, written by Caitlin Staff. Excuse Me, our premier audio drama novella, is the perfect point to dive into the world of Atrian horror. Future seasons of Liberty will include the story Vigilance, written by Travis Vengroff, and the miniseries Outbreak, written by The Orphan's author, Zachary Fontescombe, and Year Zero, written by Caitlin Statz. Each tells a new story set within our world. As producers of high-quality digital entertainment, we strive for the best tools in the industry. We here at Liberty are thankful for the support of Tovu Sound, who provides outstanding solutions for the world of digital sound effects. Tovu Sound, expanding the art of Foley and sound. We are also thankful for the support of our patrons. We are working towards our next goal of more broadcast content, so please consider becoming a patron today at patreon.com/libertypodcast. We would like to extend a special thanks to the illustrious citizens Dax Haverlack and Zach Israel for their support of our broadcast. Additionally, thank you to all our new and returning fans that stopped by our booth at Emerald City Comic Con. You can also visit our booths at upcoming Wizard World St. Louis, C2E2 Chicago, FanCon Cape Town South Africa, MegaCon Orlando, Rose City Comic Con Portland, and New York Comic Con. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, hope you're well, Kofsky.
Well enough for the information I just received.
So you inform him of the development then?
Yes. So now we need to formulate a more detailed plan.
Is this really the best place to talk?
It's loud, it's crowded. It's far less conspicuous to speak here than meeting in some dark corner somewhere.
That's logical.
So Seth, do you have more information regarding this possible exit?
Oh, yeah. Possibly. I visited the mud room earlier, but it was rather well guarded. By that, I mean neither of the guards are drunk.
So you have no new information?
No. I spoke to Karen, who didn't know anything. But then she asked Wobe, and Wobe said that Tully's mother slips out behind the steel wall panel sometimes. And Tully has not seen her mother in several hours.
That's it. The one that ran off with the Khan had a kid.
Sav, do you know more about this steel panel?
Maybe. The guards tend to stand on one side of the barrier in the mud room to keep from getting splashed. See, even when I'm in there, I don't see much. I've seen enough of it, though. If I had to make an educated guess, I would say it's the steel panel on the wall, perpendicular to the barrier, from behind the support column. That's it. The most cover.
And this is the strong foundation of information you're trusting our lives to?
Any better ideas?
We can do this. In the morning, the very beginning, when most of them go to sleep and the day guard shift starts, that's when we go. It may be cutting it close, but I need to get that case.
It should be delivered in about an hour, based on my analysis of his previous actions.
We'll wait here.
And I'll stay here with you. I told the guards that Karen and Wobe would be working in the mudroom for the next 10 hours. They'll be there when we get to it.
If we are leaving, I need to settle a few matters. I will meet you at the predetermined room in time.
It may be better if you stay close, Kofsky.
No worries. I may move freely in the hot.
Well, we will see you there then. Stay safe.
I most certainly will be.
All right, so we wait out an hour here, then go pick up the crate. Any possibility you brought some meal?
In fact, I did. Tofu or tofu?
Tough decision. Tofu?
Tofu it is. So, boom. Will she be there when we get to the gun storage?
She is right over there, near the drummers. Her usual routine is to go to the recreation room, eat at mess hall, and then retire early. Similarly to Atrian's her age, she sleeps a lot.
So we're set then.
Once she leaves, we will give her enough time to settle down. She sleeps rather heavily, with snoring. Her room is not too close to the armory anyways.
We can do this.
That is the hope.
Boom left half an hour ago. Jala, can we go now?
I think so. She should have settled down away from the armory. And Dismas has had the appropriate time to deliver the case.
Well, let's go. I'm sick of the band, the smell, the fringe. How close are we to the armory?
Close. Shh, the guard.
You didn't say there'd be a guard.
Well, yeah. They're not smart, but they're not stupid either. But it's only the one. Know him?
Yes, but that would be a problem.
We can stuff his body in a locker once we get there. So just do it, silently and quickly.
On it.
Hey, Fist. Here to take something,
No, not really. Jalo.
Seth, that was fast.
Now, where's that locker?
Oh, yes. Get him in here. I'll lock it up.
I've got this. Find the gun crate.
Dead. It's right here. Damn, it is the rifles. Give me a moment.
What are you doing? We don't have time.
Just one coat to mask the Atrian symbols. It will draw less attention this way.
Put the light down. Someone is coming. We need to go.
Lead on.
Yes. I hope it's not you again, Pally.
No, it's the Talesman.
Come in.
Unexpected surprise for this night's end.
I was interested in cataloging more in depth the bounty you lead the punks into receiving in the raid, in addition to how you feel the most recent trade reflects on the punks' future.
And this couldn't wait for tomorrow evening?
I just want my notes to be perfect, to capture the moment. I'm sure you understand.
I certainly do. Everything must show the reality of our success. All right, so you know the slave numbers from the raid already, but our gun numbers came up well. 15 new guns, 20 returned to our stockpile. One Atrian gun, but was sadly deemed inoperable.
Inoperable?
We also received 2 small crates of mined and cut gems and crystals the clackers didn't see us remove, but we left 4 large crates of blue meal.
And those drugs there?
Ah, yes. These drugs, and some medical supplies that were used up rather quickly.
Were the blue meal crates the ones traded to the Khan originally?
They may have been, but I don't see that as being important.
I have many questions regarding your future plans. Should I meet you in the other room once I have prepared my list for you? I should only be a minute or 2.
Yes, fine. I'll be in the other room. Try not to dally. I haven't much patience.
I'll be in soon. Hydroxyzine, morphine, prostaglandin endoperoxide synthase, paracetamol, succinylmethionine chloride. Succinylmethionine chloride it is.
Boss, the door appears to be stuck. Can you open it?
It worked perfectly fine a moment ago, you incompetent talesman. Look, see, it opens. Oh!
I can assure you, you masquerading troglodyte, you are going to die small and crawling. It is of great interest for me to see the power vacuum formed by your absence. In the North, we learn a lot in our youth, some more than others. Succinylmethionine chloride is a muscle relaxant. Given the dose I just injected into your neck, I'd say you'll suffer from its lethal side effects rather soon. But it won't cause you to fall unconscious, so it gives me enough time to inform you that your little punk hovel will be attacked by Khan today. You are unprepared. And they are angry. You obstructed my work. This enclosed Fringer Society was most interesting, but with so much more to document, it has become a hindrance. You will feel pain. And I'm taking her with me. Just my size. And it's not as difficult as I once thought. And you taught me that. But now I'm afraid you have nothing left to teach me. Mutter Room.
Kofsky, there you are. Come on. Okay, Sev. Once we move into the Mutter Room, you either have to talk the guards out or take the guards out.
Wait out here. Talking won't be an option if we all walk in at once.
If it gets rough, I am coming in.
Wouldn't expect otherwise.
What was that?
My data pad. I stole it from the armory. Boom uses it for diagnostics. But I think once we get out of here, we can use it to send another message. Looks like the charge is dying, though.
Let's get going, then. No time to spare.
Hey! What the fuck you doing in here?
Shallow!
What?
You okay?
What? Yes! I'm fine. Hurry up and get the bodies in the mud pit.
Those 2 saw us.
They're with me. They're coming with us. Karen, Wobe, are you ready?
You know, Sev could be short for Sever.
Yeah, to calm down!
Shh! Let's get going.
Behind that column.
Appear loose.
You,
child, go through first.
Nah, I got it. Stuck. Sev, you gonna get it?
All right. Wow, that... I don't know if my shoulders will fit.
You made it into those sewers. You can make it through this.
All right, everyone out. I'll go last to move the sheet metal back.
Where are we going, Mother?
Away.
All right, Sev, your turn.
Scrap!
Sev?
Fine, just cut my arm on the sheet. I can't... Okay, I can. Shit, let's get out of here.
Karen, Wobe, whichever one of you is the child, wait for Sev.
Wobe, come back!
Alright, Kofsky, Jalo, Karen, Wobe, let's get going.
weren't punks anymore?
Never, Wobe.
Scrap. Sev, look.
That's them then? The con?
Based on their sudden numerous appearance, yes. But from away, I can't really see any visual markers.
Yeah, con. Angry and numerous. Let's get going.
JJ? What's going on? Con? JJ? JJ!
Over here.
Boom?
No!
Boom, it's gone. Con, run!
No! We can go back. It's just a single explosion. They only blew up the door.
It's compromised. Come with me or go back to face the con.
We don't have time to deal with another one.
You can't just leave.
Shala, the data pad.
That's our home.
Sorry, Boone.
The data pad. How near is it to no charge?
It's... Wait. It has a message. Everyone in the alley.
Officer Jallo, this is Gradius. We got your dead drop. A small extraction team and I will be positioned to the south of the southeastern rocket punk base. If you can make it there within the next 10 days, we will extract your remaining team back to the safe zone for internal processing. We will send out probes to the haunt in attempts to get you this message. May the Archon watch over you. Officer Jallo, this is Gradius. We got your dead drop. A small extraction team.
They heard it. Jallo, you did it.
Archon, you innies?
If you can make it there within
yes.
the next 10 days, we will extract the remaining team back to the safe zone for internal processing.
Yes.
But innies are wicked. With silver faces and Uday dies.
And fringers are monsters with green skin and claws.
Which way is south?
This way.
Lead on, Boom.
Turn around, Scrap Scraper!
No worries.
Boom, get back.
Shallow?
Rodriguez?
There are six of them, sir.
Don't worry, Rodriguez.
Is Kofsky here?
Yes, I am.
Get inside the building through the window. Go. This place is crawling with Khan and other smaller gangs looking to use the hot attack as an opportunity for advancement.
What about these fringers?
Let them in.
Senior investigator.
Just let them in for now, Peters.
I could not be more happy to see you. You received my dead drop. Thank the Archon.
What's going on? This was meant to be an extraction, but things have become volatile.
The children of Khan are retaliating against the previous raids from the rocket punks. The punks were unprepared for the attack.
It will cover our escape, but also make this more difficult than previously expected. This area is filling up with dangerous elements.
We made it out, almost to the moment.
This is our extraction team. Officers Amenoust, Peters, Rahal, and Gao.
Officer Amenoust.
Officer Peters.
Officer Rahal.
Officer Gao.
I'm not sure I'll remember those. Let's get out of here first.
Then we'll buy you drinks.
Now for your introductions.
Boom. Punk.
She's an intelligent asset. Her knowledge of the area helped us get here.
Kid?
He's Wobe, my son. We build Boom Pop. Cook. I'm Karen.
Sev.
Let's just get them to a safe house and deal with it there. You were right. We can't stay here. It's only going to get worse.
Yes. What happened to your armor?
We lost most of our gear in the hot.
And the armor the punks gave me is pathetic.
At least I still have my recorder.
All right, Rahal, on point with me. Peters, take the right. Rahal, the left. Rahal, the left. Gao, follow up. We have about a 20-minute jog to the safe house, and it's turned sour out there. Jallo, take my sidearm.
Thanks.
Rahal, give yours to Sev. Keep close.
Here.
Boom,
thanks.
Karen,
feel
whoa.
Safe to
stay in the middle with Kofsky. Ready?
Ready.
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 Let's go.
3 approaching.
Go around. Slowly.
They've gone.
More ahead. 7 count. Brace up.
You boot-sucking, mud-eating bastards. Punks! Arm up!
Sir.
Steady.
Little shit, talesman. Boom!
Howell, let us go!
They'll shoot you down.
Traitor. They killed this boss. They gonna eat my axe.
What? No, they didn't. It's the Khan. Take your blade back to the hot.
Punks, pop them.
Contact's down.
Contact's down.
Sir, acid down.
Sev!
Archon.
What? Don't touch the axe. It'll just increase blood loss.
Ew. There was an axe in a gunfight.
Don't speak. Save your energy.
Rodriguez!
Shit. Severus. Severus, try not to move. Rahal, get the medkit.
This doesn't work.
Sev. This is fine, Sev. Just a few more minutes and we'll be back. Gotta get drinks at West Park.
Yeah. Officers, get the bodies off the street. Sev, we'll build a stretcher. Don't move.
Let's go. Places to be.
Two fringers down the street.
Not an issue, but stay on guard.
You just your recorder, Kofsky.
Gang approaching. Don't appear armed. Scrappers, perhaps?
Just keep watching them. We will get moving soon enough.
They are not leaving, sir. They're just fucking staying there.
Shoot a round off. If they are scrappers, they'll leave.
They're gone. Let's move.
Where's the stretcher?
Jello.
You can't expect him to walk.
Jello, he's gone.
Sev? Sev!
We need to move.
You're just going to leave him here?
We can't bring him. This area is already too volatile. We need to proceed elsewhere.
Fuck that! We can't just leave him here! They'll strip him. They'll eat him!
They'll eat us too if we don't go.
He was a nice Indian.
We need to move. Rahal, Gout, get her up.
On it.
This way. Go!
Boom! What are you doing?
You said we'd eat him. This way? We can't. I recommend you move away, JJ. It will get rid of the body. Bones. Can't stop it now.
It's better than just leaving it. Jallo. Decima, we have to go.
What is that?
Thermite. It's hard to get. Expensive. I keep it in my belt.
I'll need to remove that pocket belt from your possession.
Maybe later.
Now, Fringer.
Come here, Boom.
It appears that the attack on the Haunt has instigated some kind of supply riot. With such a large and institutionalized group failing, many assets will be available for the opportunistic.
That's my family, you pasty-faced scum muncher!
He knows, Boom. It's just the way he is. We didn't do this to your family. We just needed to get out.
Why, though, JJ? This were nights. Working guns, tight family, all-night food. We had it.
We had it, too. We have it elsewhere. So we want to go back to our real family.
I'm sorry, JJ, that you lost your family. Your fist seemed like a nice one.
He was.
Senior investigator, sir, there appears to be a blockade set up.
We'll go around. Everyone, into the window. Gao, cover our entrance.
On it.
Oi! Hand up your scraps. We got a little trick shot here.
Combatant down. Everyone move in.
All right, rest here. Peters, Amanoust, get a reading out the windows. It's getting wild out there.
Once we reach the safe house, where should we head? I believe the most valuable information could be ascertained from more market research. Or if we could find some kind of religious institution.
Where's my recorder? Kofsky, we're not going anywhere but back to Atreus.
We can't return. There's far more we need to document.
The protective detail is halved. The data you've collected is valuable enough already. We need to get you back to the city.
Not until the research is finished.
Kofsky! Shit! Rahal, Peters, get him back in here.
On it, sir.
Hurry. He's already down the alley.
Kofsky, stop!
Hey, what we got here? Look like innies.
Yeah. On the wrong
several contacts. Armed.
Ground to third floor.
You little user shit.
Pull back! Kofsky, come here!
Peters, get down!
My leg!
Rahal, watch out!
Kofsky!
Peters, down!
Kofsky!
Archon, Rahal!
Amanoust, stop! Get back here!
to extract Dr. Cox.
No, pull back to the building. Help me back. I'm not letting anyone else get shot.
It's just you. Where's Kosky and the others?
Kosky is gone. The others were shot.
What do you mean, gone? We have to go get him.
No, we're not going to lose more lives over him. A sickness is the fringe. It corrupts, overtakes the mind. He was soft when he came in, worse so now. It stepped on him, misshapen him. He is lost, regardless of what side of the wall he's on. You are the mission now. We have to reach the safe house.
How far are we? I mean, from the safe house.
With my leg? Stretch it back to 20 minutes. We just need to get through this place.
Yeah.
I could have helped before. Not now. I used to walk through these streets in the dark. No one could bother me. But with the punks falling apart... I need to go with you, JJ. I'd be hunted here. I'm the best boom worker in the South or the East.
We will get you to the safe house if you will tell us anything, everything about the Fringe. Boom, you can have a safe life in Atreus.
Let's get to the safe house before we deal with that. What does it look like out there, Amnoust?
We have a group passing by. Once they pass us, we can make a run for it.
How can we know about these alleys? They could all be traps.
This whole place is a trap. Hand me that pipe. I need a splint. Oh, okay. Tell us when they pass. Everyone, get ready. Gal, put those rags over you. Pick up those for Amnoust. You know what? Having a kid with us will be to our advantage. We can try to look like refugees fleeing the mayhem. And with my limp.
They've passed. Hand me a rag.
All right, stay together. There's more daylight now, so it will get better. Let's go. Thank the Archon. My leg is going to fall off. Gao, put the code in.
Go ahead. Get in. Get in.
Whoa, shiny.
It's so not bad.
This is what you live like? And you still couldn't clean that gun up nice enough, JJ.
Are you going to kill us?
What? No. No.
Sev's not here no more. He saves us. So, can we go?
I guess you can.
They don't appear to be a threat.
Do we gotta go now? It's mouth fighting all over right now.
I don't think so. Wait out the fight here. Here, eat some meal. Rest here. Only leave when you are ready. Give me that. Here, take these medications and some meal when you do go. Find a small gang, maybe a scrap... scavenger. Don't tell anyone you were punk slaves.
Here, take this too. I know they won't let me keep it. Take it to the Grays. Tell them Boom gave it to ya. They'll buy it back from ya, but don't take less than 30 meal. That's the real stuff. Oh, and don't put it near fire.
We have clearance. Jalo, Boom, are you ready?
You're really gonna take me?
I'm going to try.
I bet there are crates of smart people in there. Like ya, JJ.
Boom. You know you'll have to tell us everything. About your family.
I won't betray the punks.
It's not betrayal. They're dead. Mostly. Well, Dizzy is dead. And if he wants you to be happy and safe, you can give up some information.
That sounds right.
Not just them. The Grays, where you get your guns, everything.
But you have the guns. The any guns.
Don't say any. We're Asian.
Mother! It smells different!
Sev was strong fist, Jalo. And you're too.
Thanks, Karen. May Rikoi's luck be with you.
Yay!
So... how long is this tunnel?
Approximately 3 kilometers.
Oh. All right, then. So, what's it like?
Atreus?
Yeah.
Well, everyone has a nice place to live.
With their family?
If they have one. Some citizens live alone. Everyone has a job, or is in school to get a job.
So what would my job be called?
Maybe fringe informant, or fringe relations liaison.
Liaison?
Like a relations associate?
We need to know you are useful.
Like Major Badoom production locations throughout the South?
Yes, information similar to that.
We can get you some help on learning to speak and read properly.
Thanks for the help, Omnust. You can let go now. Senior Investigator Rodriguez, requesting access and reporting in. Senior Investigator Rodriguez, requesting access and reporting in.
Senior Investigator Rodriguez, your request is granted. Please step into the room with your group. The door will shut behind you. Please wait here for your decontamination. Your Department of Fringe Relations contact has reported in and will see you following the decontamination procedure. Please close your eyes and mouth and do not open them until you hear beeping. All clear. Please proceed through the door. Your contact is waiting.
Officer Gao, place the Fringer in restraints.
What? No!
Why? I'm not doing nothing!
It is only a precaution while we speak. The hopeful end, for all parties here, no doubt has you joining us in Atreus.
Can we make this brief? Some of us have open wounds.
We can try, Investigator Rodriguez. But first, where is Dr. Kovsky?
Lost to the Fringe, ma'am. He ran from our protective custody, leading to the deaths of Officers Rahal and Peters. To prevent further loss of life, we did not pursue him. I believe Dr. Kovsky to have suffered a mental collapse under the strain of studying the Fringe.
And Officer Severus Lundquist? He was alive when we received the dead drop.
He died during a fight with the Fringers. During our escape, he pushed Kovsky out of the way of an axe.
So, with the loss of Dr. Kovsky, should I assume all the data was lost?
I'm afraid so, ma'am.
No. Well, I have his recorder. He took it with him everywhere. Most of his notes are on it, and we recovered this case of Atrian guns from the Fringe, somehow received in a trade. More information should be available on the recorder.
Excellent work, Officer Jallo. I'm glad to see that the recorder has made it back to us. It will be invaluable to future Fringer studies. I will let our armaments division handle the gun case. And for the girl Fringer, are you also an asset? You seem young to have been a leader.
She's an explosives expert and was part of a large gang in the Southern Fringe called the Rocket Punks.
I would like to offer services as a Fringer relations liaison.
You believe she will have important information we can use?
I do.
And your name?
Boom.
Just Boom.
Yes?
Could we fix that?
Sure.
You are agreeable. Now, there are many clothes, changing chambers, and further decontamination showers in the next room. More private. I'm sure you would like some clean clothes.
Oh, Archon, yes.
Then I will see you on the far side. Officer Gao, release the girl's restraints. Officer Jallo, this is your recommended course of action, correct?
Yes, she's trustworthy.
As you were, Officer Gao.
Showers, soap, nothing is sticky.
I can choose anything?
Well, try to find something that fits, and in the shower, use copious amounts of soap.
Will do.
You need to be careful, Jallo.
It's behind us now. We're back.
Yes, but you brought some of that back with you. You, Kovsky, Sev, you all caught it. The sickness. Kovsky's is different from yours or Sev's. You and Sev, you know the truth now. About the Fringers. The one I told Kovsky not to speak of. A lot of citizens in the DFR have the sickness, and we can't share it with anyone.
Why do you keep calling it that? A sickness?
Because if you tell anyone what the Fringers can be, that is what they will say you have. A sickness. And then you'll get worse, go into quarantine, and just disappear. We create monsters. The wall creates monsters. The monsters need to stay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Podcast. Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Vengroff. This episode features the voices of Paul Mea, Lauren French, Travis Vengroff, Sean Francis, Christy Luce, Rob Pitsley, Justita Madrigal, Holly Golding, Brandon Strader, Sarah Golding, Aethar Vidyotsun, Joseph Teagle, Steve Schneider, Andrew Spittle, Daniel Demarin, Austin Beach, Paul Sading, Nicole Fernandez, Caitlin Statz, and Peter Lewis. Both seasons of Liberty Critical Research were mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. The introduction theme for Critical Research Season 2 was arranged and produced by Stephen Malin. We are thankful to all of our patrons for making this and our future broadcasts possible. One of our upcoming Liberty writers is Zachary Fontescon. He is the writer of The Orphans podcast. You can listen to The Orphans at nerdyshow.com/orphans. We're also thankful to this season's sponsors Klipsch Audio and Tovu Sound. And for our listeners, patrons, sponsors, and more, from Travis Vengroff and Caitlin Statz.
Thank you, and may the Archon watch over you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.